Let me ask you a question. Everybody raise your hand that's been on jury duty. How many of you have served? How many of you have been subpoenaed for jury duty? Can you raise your hand for that? Keep those hands up. Those who've been on jury, those who've been subpoenaed on juries, and when you were subpoenaed and they were not selected, were you happy? Now, here's the real question. How many of you can name how many lawyers Raymond Burr has played on television? You understand? You understand that type of thing? And so you need to keep that in mind. Here's what we're going to do tonight. I hope you're going to enjoy this lesson. You are going to serve on a jury. And so in this lesson, I'm going to often refer to you as ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I don't know what to do about this stand. There is a chair up here for those of you who cannot see it. This is going to be the witness chair. And we're going to get into the Bible, and we're going to call people in the Bible to come sit in this chair and tell us about Jesus. Now, here's your responsibility. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, here's your responsibility. And when this lesson is ended, it's up to you to decide about Jesus. Who is he? What is he? And that's a part of this lesson. So as you listen, you need to be critical. You don't need to believe everything that might be said, because sometimes I am the prosecuting attorney, and I'm going to rebuke and question the witness and everything, and sometimes I am the defense lawyer. And so my position changes a little bit, but let's get to the lesson. Now, you want a list of the witnesses we're going to call? That way you'll be able to judge when the sermon's about over. Look in John chapter 5, verse 31 is where it begins. And then look, and once you get to John 5:31, I'll come back and mention that one again. Go to John 15. The last two verses of John 15 has two other witnesses we're going to call. So if you want to put a marker in your Bible, because you'll be able to judge how far we are in that substance. John chapter 5, starting in verse 31, and John chapter 15, the last two verses, 26 and 27. All right, are you ready for the trial to begin? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, thank you for being here tonight to be a part of this great trial that is going on. And I want to call the first witness to the chair. I need to use your imagination. Jesus of Nazareth, come and sit in this chair. And you look as he comes to this chair, and he's not at all like anything you've ever seen in any movie, anything you've ever seen in any painting. The Bible says that he has no form nor beauty that we should desire him. But here is a common, ordinary person, and he walks up here and he sits in this chair. Sir, where are you from? Well, he said, I'm from Nazareth. That's where I grew up. Well, that is interesting. Wait a minute. Did you not once say, if I bear witness of myself, if I testify of myself, my testimony is not true? That's what verse 31 says, isn't it? You might want in the margin of your Bibles, or ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if you're making notes so we can use them in deliberation a little bit later tonight, put John chapter 8 and verse 14 there. Because you know what Jesus says? Jesus says, I know who I am and I know where I came from. What do you mean when you said, if I bear witness of myself? He said, I could be lying to you. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, here's a man that testifies that he grew up. Sir, where were you born? Well, he says, I was born in Bethlehem. Okay, that's a long way away. Yes, there's a story behind that, and I can tell you, no, we don't need that testimony at all. Just wanted to know where are you from? Or have you lived at some other places? Oh, yes. I've lived in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we have a man sitting in this chair that is on trial tonight, and he said he used to live in heaven. Is he crazy? How many other people have you ever met that said, I have lived in heaven? This man said, oh yes, I was there in the beginning. I was there when Abraham offered Isaac. I was there at Mount Sinai. I was there in the wilderness. Sir, are you trying to tell us that you existed before you were born? And he says, before Abraham was, I am. And in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, I was there with God. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is this man crazy? That's what this trial is all about. We're putting this man on trial to find out if what he has said about himself is trustworthy, and that will be part of that which you must discern. So he leaves the stage. Second witness. John the Baptist, come sit in this chair. Now you're talking about somebody that looks different. Clothed in camel's hair with a leather girdle about his loins, you know. He's been eating locusts and wild honey out in the wilderness. And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, before I question this man, I want you to recognize that the reputation of this man that I am about to question. In fact, in Matthew chapter 21, verse 36, the Bible says, the historical record said, that every person that knows John the Baptist knows that he is a prophet. So we have this witness coming. John, tell us, what is a prophet? A prophet is someone who speaks for God. And what's your reputation? Everybody that knows me believes that I am a prophet of God. John the Baptist, you are claiming that you're speaking for God. John the Baptist, is this man Jesus what he says to be? And he says, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. You speak for God? You are a spokesman for God? And what is your testimony about this man, Jesus? He is the Lamb of God that takes... John, how can you be sure of that? John chapter 1, in John chapter 1, in the middle part of that chapter, about verse 31, right in that section, John says, before I ever started preaching in the wilderness, God gave me a sign by which I would know who the Messiah was. Before I ever started preaching, John the Baptist said, God said to John the Baptist, here's the sign. Here's the way you will be able to identify that one that you're the forerunner of. On that very individual on whom you see the Holy Spirit of God is descending and abiding on him, he is the Messiah. Here's a prophet. And the prophet has said that the way that I will know from heaven who the Messiah is, I will see the Holy Spirit coming down from heaven and abiding. John, did you ever see that happen? And he said, yes, it was at the Jordan River. I baptized Jesus of Nazareth. And when I baptized, the heavens were open and I looked up and I saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and that Holy Spirit of God came upon Jesus and was abiding upon Jesus. John, is Jesus the Messiah? Is he the Lord? Is he the Christ? And John says, beyond a shadow of a doubt. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you are in a real situation. Here's a man you might have thought was a lunatic. And he could be a liar. See, lunatics sometimes think they're somebody that they're not. You know, crazy people, sometimes they think they're Napoleon or George Washington. And here's this man that thinks he's the Messiah. He doesn't know any better. He's a bit crazy. He's a lunatic. Or he could be like a televangelist that's trying to take advantage of everybody on this earth, and he could be a liar. He could have an ulterior motives. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, in your deliberation about this man, I want you to understand, you need to try to figure out, is he the Lord, like John says he is, or is he a liar, or is he a lunatic? Because if he's not a liar or a lunatic, the only other possible answer to who Jesus of Nazareth is, he is the Lord and Christ. Witness number three. I'm going to call witness number three, and that is found in verse 36 when he says, I have a greater witness than that of John. You have a greater witness than a man who speaks for, oh yes, the works that I do, they bear witness of me. What kind of works? All kinds of work, every word that he said, every action that he manifested. But let's look at the miraculous power of him. You want to ask Jairus, whose 12-year-old daughter was raised from the dead, what do you think about Jesus? You want to ask that widow? You want to ask that widow whose son, her only son, had died? You want to ask her what she thinks about Jesus, Lord, lunatic, or liar? You want to ask Mary and Martha? You want to take that blind man who had never seen anything in his life and he said, I can see? You want to ask that leper who Jesus touched whether he is the Messiah? You want to ask that paralyzed man? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we could call hundreds of witnesses like this, and let me tell you this, as far as the record goes, Jesus never was around a blind man who walked away blind. As far as the record goes, he was never around a crippled man. He was never around a deaf person who did not go away hearing and speaking. He was never around a paralyzed individual who did not walk away. And as far as the record goes, he never was around a dead body that he did not raise. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, who is this man of Nazareth? I have a fourth witness. The fourth witness is, verse 37, and the Father bears witness of me. John the Baptist, could you return to the stand? What happened after the baptism of Jesus? There was a voice from heaven that spoke and said, this is my son. How much more evidence do you need? The voice from heaven said, this is my son. He did it again on a mount where Peter, James, and John were with him at the Mount of Transfiguration. But there at the baptism of Jesus, a voice came out of heaven, and the God the Father says, this man, Jesus of Nazareth, is my son. Can God lie? There's a fifth witness. Verse 39. Search the scriptures. They testify of me. Scriptures in this verse had to do with Old Testament scriptures. Do any of you jury members know how many prophecies there were in the Bible about the coming of Jesus? 332. And so let's call all of these Old Testament prophets. What did you prophesy about the Messiah? Oh, his virgin birth. In fact, he'd be born in Bethlehem. If his trip down into the land of Egypt and in his death, 30 pieces of silver, not a bone would be broken. On and on it would. We ask every one of those Old Testament prophets to come and sit. Isaiah, did you make any prophets that Jesus did not? Jeremiah, did you make any prophets? Ezekiel, did you make any prophets? Hosea, did you make any prophets? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we call every Old Testament prophet and says, did Jesus fulfill what you said he would do when you said the Messiah is coming? And without a single exception, every prophet says, he fulfilled everything that I said. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this man of Nazareth, if he's not the Messiah, then there's no prophecy that is left to be fulfilled by the Messiah who has already come, by Jesus of Nazareth, for he has already fulfilled every one of them. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, who is this stranger that has walked in our midst? Witness number 6, John 15, 26. The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, when he comes, he will testify of me. Wait a minute. If the Holy Spirit testifies that Jesus is the Messiah, then God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit all testified. All of heaven testifies that he's the Messiah. And the words of Solomon, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. Holy Spirit, testify. Acts 2. They spake as the Spirit gave them utterance. That's not Peter's sermon. That is the sermon from the Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, testify, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself all know. He was delivered by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God, and you have by wicked hands killed that one sent from God. Conclusion of that sermon, Holy Spirit words, therefore let all the house of Israel know beyond a shadow of a doubt, know assuredly that God has made this Jesus that you've crucified, God has made him the Lord and the Christ, the Messiah. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, one final witness, the last verse of John 15. You apostles will testify of me. Peter, would you come sit here? Apostle Peter, come here. What do you think about him? What did you say out there, you know, the night he was crucified? What'd you say? Did you deny him? Were you lying? You denied him twice? You denied him three times? And Peter said, and I wept bitterly after I had done it. Peter, why do you think he is the Messiah? I heard a voice from heaven at the Mount of Transfiguration say, this is my Son. And I believe it with all my heart so that I will die a martyr's death. Before I deny him. And take secular history. And every one of those apostles, except John, who was on Patmos, every single one of them died a martyr's death because they believed with all their heart that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you remember the words that were asked you before you were baptized? Do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus is the Son of God? Are you lying? Or do you not right now, perhaps more than any time ever in your life, have been convinced again that what I said before I was baptized, I know it. It's not a matter of just I wish it were that way. With all of my heart, with every fiber of my being, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You've watched those TV programs, have you not? Where they have a surprise witness. I've got a surprise witness tonight. Will you come up here and sit in this chair? You get up where you are. You walk down this aisle because you know what I'm going to ask you. Two questions. The first one, you can verbalize an answer. Do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus is the Son of God? And you say, I do. The second question, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is, does your life show it? How much would you give up? Would you give up life itself in martyrdom before you would say, I don't believe in Jesus? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the question is yours to decide. And as you sit right this very minute where you're sitting, I want you to think about the fact that someday you will see that Jesus of the Messiah. And one of the things he will say to you is, do you believe that I am the Messiah? If you believe not that I am he, you'll die in your sins. And if you die in your sins, where I am, there you cannot come. He'll ask you that. You know what he's going to ask you about your life? Did you ever repent? Which is service of Jesus, some intellectual type of thing that intellectually made you feel rather secure. Or did you ever repent? Was there ever that change in your life? Because the Messiah says, except you repent, you'll perish. And God now commands all men everywhere to repent. That matter of the confession that I asked, what was said before you were baptized? And if you wanted to be baptized tonight, we could ask you that very same question tonight. Do you believe with all of your heart that Jesus is the Son of God? For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And Jesus said, and if you confess me before men, I will confess you before the Father. Witnesses heard you say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus says, and before the Father, I believe, and then he'll put your name in this sentence, I believe that this one is your child. Let him into heaven. And the final thing he asks you to do, to become his brother in the family of God, is to be immersed. Where are you tonight? Spiritually. If you died right now, where would you be? And if there are changes that you need to make, we urge you to make them known, to make them and to make them known by coming to the front right now. As together we all stand and sing, will you come?